SBS Radio.
At syempre dahil weekend, ay may makaka-jammy po tayo ngayong umaga dito sa SBS Filipino. Bida sa ating Saturday Pinoy Jam ang grupong Marcus na isa sa magiging front act ng concert ni Bamboo dito sa Australia. Kilalanin muna natin sila. Kasama natin ngayong umaga, Mark Timbayan at ang nagbabalik na si Glenn Orculio. Magandang umaga!
Magandang umaga!
Good morning!
Good Australia!
Ayan, kumusta inyong umaga?
I'm pretty good.
Pakilala muna kayo.
I'm Mark.
I'm Glenn Orculio.
At you guys are members of the band.
The band Marcus.
Marcus. Naiintriga ako sa pangalan ng Marcus. Bakit Marcus ang pangalan ng grupo? With a V to ah. Marcus yes. With a V. Yeah.
Long story short, I'm actually composed the band, but I don't want to change any... I don't want to change the name of the band, so I just started with that on my own name, started writing my own songs, then stick with the players.
So Marcus came from your name, na Mark.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And then you invited
people
to be a part of the group.
That's it.
And that's when you found Glenn and other, members.
It's a collaboration of different artists from different members as well.
Ah. So sino-sino pa mga kasama niyo?
We got Jake on drums, Jake Tejada on drums, Tristan Valdez on bass.
How long have you been playing together?
I think with Glenn, probably 3 years, 4 years.
3 years,
yeah,
4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with, I have a previous vocalist as well. Yun nga, kasi ang hirap every time someone leaves, you change name of the band.
Yeah.
So I was like,
let's stick to it.
Yeah. So I made my own. So whoever goes, I don't care.
Uh-oh. Like,
still the same name, you know?
Yeah. So nabuo din yung friendship.
Yeah, of course.
And you have gigs weekly? How do you...
We just pick gigs now because of, obviously, we got priorities, families. Only big gigs and, now and then.
So, jamming session lang, ganun. Kasi nakita ko sa mga videos ninyo, pumunta kayo sa isang bahay, tapos you guys play there or you practice.
So, we have our own studio. So, we have our own studio at home. And, obviously, like, we got priorities, we got day jobs as well. So, instead of just a hobby, we try to make it fun and, probably... We can say, because the passion of playing
is there.
Yeah, it's there. Like, no matter what, you're still gonna play.
Si Glenn, alam ko, matagal na talagang singer. Sa Pilipinas pa lang kumakanta na.
Yes.
Oo. It's, so, dinala mo dito sa Australia yung iyong passion.
Yeah. Bread and butter ko siya during college days.
Sa Pilipinas.
And then, regardless, breadwinner din ako dito. So, naging my day job ako at the same time sa Philippines. Tapos may dalawa akong work. And then, I play for weddings.
Sa Pilipinas?
Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow! Ikaw na rumarakit.
Rakitista ako.
So, trabaho and at the same time, racket.
Yes.
So, nung pumunta ka dito sa Australia, iba yung buhay, di ba? Nagtrabaho ka talaga as in the hospital, right?
Yes, tapos iba yung culture in a sense that iba yung audiences, iba yung... Sa atin kasi, iba eh.
Oo, gusto yung, nila. Gusto nila.
Di ba? Dito, namimili sila eh.
Oo.
So... It's a struggle between how to put that sa mismong audience ng Australian.
Mm.
Kaya,
paano mo naman nakilala si Mark?
Like I've said, it's a collaboration of different bands kaya na-form yung Marcus eh. So I used to play with our tribe. So ako yung lead singer nila before. And then I decided to left the band. And then since...
My vocalist left as well.
Because
of priorities, of course, he's starting a family. So I was like, why not join up?
Because we have the same influences here. Like we, Incubus, Paramore, and whatnot. So doon na nag-start yung chemistry.
Then we found out that we got common friends here and from the Philippines.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, you know this person? So I know that. We're back in high school and whatnot.
So same area din eh, kasi si Mark.
In Philippines. So that made it stronger, like concrete for the friendship and whatnot. And then we just, like, we got priorities and passion regarding with making music. So,
Yeah. And you do write your own compositions as well, yeah, as a group. Yeah. Okay. As a group, yeah. Mas makikilala po natin mamaya ang grupong Marcus, si Mark at si Glenn, sa dulo po ng ating programa.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Kasama pa rin natin at ating balikan ng ating mga bisita sa ating Saturday Pinoy Jam, Marcus, Mark, and Glenn. Nag-usap tayo na nakwento nyo that singing and playing is actually your way of, you know, de-stressing.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Na-try ko, because I wrote songs too.
Mm.
Na-try ko, may recording ako sa Pilipina. I mean, recording studio, malit lang, home, ano lang, setup. And for 6 days, wala akong... Yeah. As in, I was just focusing on one song lang for 6 days.
Writing the song. Or
writing and
arranging
editing
it.
The song. And then it was like, parang, by the end of the day,
wala
akong tulog. Pero I feel good.
Oh, oh.
I feel good. Ganun siguro yung pag-addict. Mm.
sa musika.
I mean, addict ko sa music.
Saan ang galing yung passion mo sa music, Glenn? Meron bang singer sa family niyo?
Wala eh. Wala. Actually, ako, pianista talaga ako. Naging choir member ako.
Mm, mm.
And then, hindi ko in-expect na marunong pala ako kumanta.
Mm.
Naging ano lang siya. Mahilig lang akong kumopya ng boses hanggang sa it blends out na ito yung character ng boses ko. May katunog, pero...
Sino yung mga inspirasyon mo before nung nagsisimula ka sa pag-awit?
I started sa local, yung syempre, Eraserhead, River Maya, and then yung narinig ko na yung mga international, Creed, Incubus. Nag-focus ako sa Incubus, and then, wake up boses, parang ganun.
Ano ba yung Incubus? Rock or alternative yung kanilang genre?
Rock,
it's a psychedelic alternative rock.
Ah.
So, few people... medyo na-appreciate yun. Hindi lahat kasi the way they created their original
their style
piece.
of their music. Yeah.
So different, way different from, which is parang ano, yun ang gusto ko eh.
Oo.
Hindi yung
traditional.
Yes, exactly. Oo.
How about you, Mark? Is there anyone in the family who loves music? That's why you got hooked in it as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, oh? My family does. My mom sings, plays the guitar.
Karaoke
ba? No. Play the guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, from my lolo, my uncles. Yeah, they play bandura. They play like, not a family band, but they do jam at home when there's, you know, Filipino occasional pag may mo birthday, whatnot. They play along together. Yeah, musical family yung on my mom's side, so... grew up watching my uncle playing guitars and whatnot, singing together. Yeah, that's.
And did you have to really study guitar or music, or did you just learn it because you know naging influence yung pamilya mo?
I think nahiligan ko na lang. Dad taught me one song, really old song, three chords, and after that self-taught.
Like,
talagang, and plus when you were in high school, like because. My Eraserhead, that was the thing
elementary
in high school.
Elementary ako noon eh.
Oh, I guess so. When they start coming out. Yeah. Yeah, grade 6, grade 5, like
ganun.
That. Yeah, hanggang sa I start listening to the US market.
Mm.
Like, yeah, then I like grunge, rap metal, to everything.
Mm.
Then I start playing like 60s, 70s, from my influence, from my uncles and aunties and my mom.
Mm.
Then I start playing in New Zealand in the bars. So,
oh, okay. Marami ba Pilipino sa New Zealand? Sino yung market mo doon when you were playing?
I wasn't playing Marcus then. I was playing for a family band as well. That's their bread and butter.
Okay.
So, yeah. And that's how it got through. So, until I move here.
Oh, okay. Pwede bang pagkakitaan niyong pagbabanda as, you know, as a bread and butter dito sa Australia? Kailangan masipag, maraming gig?
Medyo mahabang discussion yan eh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kasi iba yung galing ako sa Manila, iba.
Mm.
Iba. I was expecting the same thing, pero iba pala. Iba.
Kasi sa Manila,
medyo, rakit? Medyo nalungkot ako doon, pero...
Pagdating mo dito.
Kasi sa Manila... Once na nag-gig ka, regardless if it's a small gig, a big gig, as long as you have you know, you were invited to play in this event, you get paid.
Yeah. Oh.
You get paid. But then dito medyo, diba? Parang we got two exposure and then medyo parang ganun.
Yeah, it depends what your target market is. Kasi I know a family that's their bread and butter.
Oh.
That they gig Thursday, Friday, and a Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
Chill. That's their life.
Music.
Music. Even back in Philippines, they know people and they used to travel doing that. And then that's how they migrated to New Zealand. I'm not gonna name the people, but yeah. So I think it depends on how what's your aim doing it. If you're up for the money, I think you can. Depends on how you want your lifestyle is. But if you want to have a career making your own music, I think there's a lot of medias now, that platforms that you can use. So a lot of competition too. But I think you can.
Dapat magpursigit, magsikap para ma-achieve yun. Para sa inyong unang kanta na awitin nyo para sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayong umaga, ano ito? Is it an original song or are you doing a cover?
It's a cover, and this is our... We sang this during the...
Can't remember.
Fiesta.
Parokya ni Edgar gig.
Ah, the concert ni Parokya ni Edgar. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, a song from... by the Abdharma, then one of our favorite local bands in Manila.
It's called Tadhana.
Okay, here we go. Marcus.
Sandi na asahan pagtatakbo ng mga mundo. May minsan lang na nagtugtong, tamang-dama na ang hugong nito. Hindi pa ba sapat ang sakit at lahat ng hinding hindi ko ipararanas sa'yo? Ibinubunyag ka ng iyong matang sumisigaw ng pagsinta. Ba't di papatulan ang pagsuyong nagkulang? Tayong umaasang hilaga kaluran. Ikaw ang hantungan at bilang kanlungan mo, ako ang sasakip sa'yo. Nakayapak at nahihiwagan ang bagyo ng tadhana ay dinadala ko sa init na bisig mo. Ba't di mo sabihin ang pagdi mo maamin? Ipauubaya lang ba to sa hangin? Huwag mong ikatakot ang bulong ng damdamin mo. Narito ako nakikinig sa'yo. No. Ba't di mo sabihin ang hindi mo maamin? Ipaubaya lang ba to sa hangin? Huwag mong ikatakot ang bulong ng damdamin mo. Naririto ako, nakikinig sa'yo.
Ayan, Marcus. Wow naman. Ang aga pa, nag-belt out na si Glenn. Glenn,
kumusta?
Kumusta naman? Ikaw ay nasa work shift schedule, di ba? Kasi nga, isa kang theater technician. Paano yes. may naalagaan yung boses mo? Meron ka bang ritual, you know?
Malamig na tubig.
Talaga? Oh, totoo?
Malamig na
akala
tubig.
Akala ko ba nakakasama yung...
sa dagat.
Akala ko ba nakakasama yung malamig na tubig?
Kasi ano eh, hindi ko alam kasi yung may isa akong boses na ginagaya. Si J.R. Richards ng Dishwala.
Okay.
So, may husky akong ginagaya. And then meron naman ako isang... Incubus, iba yung style. Eh.
So yung style mo kanina, ano yun?
That was me.
That was you. Yun yung gusto ng tao, yung original.
Nagtatry ako eh. Nagtatry ako.
So, para nag-experiment ka kung saan ka bagay. Oo.
Okay. So, kaya nag-try din ako ng mag-compose para matry ko rin ko yun yung talagang boses ko sa isang, ilo. Syempre, kailangan kong mag-create na identity as me.
As you, oo. And speaking of creating music, na-mention mo din kanina na meron kayong project na ginagawa.
We both have projects in Australia and I have also...
Project or Kulyo.
Project or Kulyo in Manila.
Oo. And,
pero mahirap ngayon eh kasi like, nandito ako naka-base. Manila.
Mm.
Ping pong.
mahirap eh. So... Gastos.
Mm.
Gastos talaga.
Mm-mm.
At the same time, you need to have a really good marketing group.
Mm-mm.
Kung ako lang mag-isa, which is yun ang ginagawa ko, mahirap eh.
Mm. As a group, ano yung ginagawa niyong proyekto ngayon?
Trying to finish our EPs.
Probably next year, we might launch the EP.
Yeah.
Ito yung mga bagong kanta na isinulat.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. We will get to know more of Marcus sa pagbabalik po ng SBS Filipino.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Would you care to listen? And hear my story. Everywhere's fighting and children dying. Hungry every hour, greedy for the money and power. Men of corruption lead to path of destruction. Listen to the sound of all the pain and cries. Let me tell you something about this world that we live in. Many are struggling, with endless problem of famine. And realize what's happening on the other side. I need you to open up your mind and listen to the sound of all the pain and cries. Now rise up and make a stand, knowing that the truth is now one lies within. And make a stand, awaken that the hero that lies within. Don't show to open up your eyes and realize what's happening on the other side. I need you to open up your mind and listen to the sound of all the pain and cries.
Wow. Parang napaka-political ng kanta. Sino nagsulat?
Truly Yours, Mark.
Oh, Mark, tell me about the song. Anong titulo? Title? Ng
War.
War.
Yeah. So,
kailan mo sinulat to? Anong kwento?
Probably 2014 when I went back home. So, just seeing how Philippines are going with the street kids and stuff like that. The corruption. This before the election of president, when Duterte became president. Yeah, and that's how it started. And I went back home seeing how Philippines are like, how corruption is scamming through the streets and the kids.
And you feel bad about it.
Yeah, of course.
Kasi Pinoy
course,
tayo eh.
Even na dito na namulat, whatever, but you still see the deprivation and being a third world country, and probably make a change.
Yeah, and sa pamamagitan ng pagsulat ni din ng kanta, you're sending a message sa lahat ng mga nakikinig nito.
Yes.
Kasi nabukas din yung mata ko, nag-wonder ako, parang malalim yung song, political song.
Yeah, plus one of my influence, like Rage Against the Machine, which sings and write about political messages.
Okay. Pero on the other side, kayong dalawa ay parehong nurse, Pilipino.
Yes.
Oo. Nurse.
Yes.
Iba talaga pag Pinoy kasi talagang halos lahat ng Pilipino nagiging nurse. And mostly lahat ng
Sabi ni Jokoy. Jokoy is right. Hello, plug in.
Bakit?
Jokoy,
why did you pursue nursing?
I wanted to become a lawyer.
Ah.
I went to FEU for a semester, but I know that we were moving to New Zealand that time, so I was like, I just want to see how college life is. However, different type of government in New Zealand comparison to the Philippines. So plus the history, I don't want to read through, it's not yours. So I was like, nah, I'll just take the easy way out. Just work as a nurse.
Hindi kayo madali maging nurse.
I love it. I love what I'm doing. Yeah, I love what I'm doing.
And also, Glenn is a nurse.
Yes.
Sa Pilipinas, nag-practice ka as nurse.
Yes.
And then?
And then I went to Australia. And then,
dito ka na nagpatuloy.
Dito na nagpatuloy ng medical practice ka.
Okay, at isang kanta pa mula sa inyo. Anong next song natin?
Because we're promoting Bamboo live in Australia.
Malapit na, ilang tulog na lang.
Sa mga nakikinig dyan, lalo na yung mga taga Melbourne, we're inviting you on the 11th of October to watch us perform as we and the rest of the Filipino music community will be also be playing not just Marcus but siguro a few bands.
Yeah.
A lot of artists actually. So there will be groups and then solo artist performer. Yeah. So this song is from River Maya, which is yung bago pa si Bamboo naging Bamboo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bago siya nag-solo.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Kumbaga.
So yung ito yung kumbaga River Maya, for me, River Maya is more technical than Eraserheads. Kasi Eraserheads is pangmasa eh. Mm. So, medyo nagustuhan ko yung mga first album nila.
Yeah.
That was like 1990s. Yan. So.
Okay, here we go once again. Marcus.
Makita kang naglalaro sa buwan. Inalay mo sa akin ang gabing walang hangganan. Hindi mahanap sa lupa ang pag-asa. Nakikiusap na lang himala. Kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Pangarap ko'y makita ang liwanag ng umaga. Naglalambing sa iyong mga mata. Di mahagilap sa lupa ang pag-asa. Nakikiusap sa buwan. Himala, kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Himala, kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Kasalanan bang humingi ako sa langit ng isang himala? Sa langit ng isang himala.
Wow naman! Ang galing!
Thank you.
Parang na-excite na tuloy ako sa concert. Ayan, isa 'yun sa paborito kong kanta ni ano din, ni Bamboo. Anyway, malapit na ang concert, Pinoy on Noypi Oktoberfest.
So that will be again on the 11th of October. It's a Friday night. So lahat ng mahilig ng Bamboo, and sana lahat, hindi lang lahat ng mahilig ng Bamboo, sana lahat ng Filipino na nakikinig diyan suportahan ang artistry ng Filipino music community dito, especially Marcus, Restless Crow, just to name a few. Maraming pang front acts na magagaling, na talented na artist na Philo on that night. So
can I add some
yes,
more
go
as
for
well?
It.
Yeah, shout out to the sponsors of the concert, which is MLV Accounting and Talier Oro and Dadas. Sorry, didn't remember.
That would be on the Williamstown Hall yata.
Three or four songs.
Mm. Ayan.
Depends on the time.
Ayan.
So songs from Incubus, Paramore.
Yeah, we'll be playing.
And original compositions.
Yes. Post Malone.
Yeah.
So that's our own rendition. Sana supportan nyo ang Marcus.
Facebook at iba pang proyekto ninyo. Yeah,
yes,
Facebook.
Yes. Facebook account, Marcus, the official Marcus.
Yeah.
M-A-C-V-S.
M-A-R-C-V-S. Uh-huh. Or type in just the official Marcus at Facebook. And the official Marcus on YouTube as well. You can follow us and just hit the link.
Yes. And Project Orculio.
Yes, Project Orculio. If you guys have YouTube, merong akong video about song title is Tipsy. This is more about good vibes, good friends, reunion.
Maraming salamat, Marcus, Mark, and Glenn. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Asahan namin ang inyong pagbabalik sa SBS Filipino sa susunod ninyong proyekto.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.